The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. I don't know if you guys are having the same problem that I'm having. Is I have so many passwords now to so many different aspects in my life that I don't remember them. And I think the number one click I have done now has not been enter or delete or backspace. It has been the click on the forgot username and forgot password. And I'm getting a little frustrated by that, because I'm the type of person that wants to know that I could access any of my very important personal information, like, right there on paper. And we don't have paper anymore. Our you know, like, for example, our bank statements. Not that those are that important. They're usually zero or negative balance or something. But, you know, in the past, when I had some money in the bank, okay, you would get a statement in the mail. You could open up the statement. I understand there's privacy issues. Somebody could open up your mail. I get that. Okay, so the electronics are supposed to help against that. But I have not been able to see a bank statement, I don't know how long, right? Because, again, I don't know my username or my password, right? I go and get some CME done. I do my testing to get my commercial driver's license medical certification so I can do medical exams for commercial driver's licenses. I have to log on to put that into my CME base. No, I forgot my username or my password. I'm getting kind of frustrated by this. Now, it's interesting. Okay, scientists in New Jersey have devised a new free-form password system where you could do free-form gestures used to unlock phones and tablets. Many people currently have this kind of grid system where they gently touch their finger along a certain pattern of dots. My husband's phone has that. See, I don't. I just have, you know, where you put in a code to unlock your phone. Whereas my husband, you have like a little design he has to do. Yeah, it's not a very girly design. It's just a design, you know. It's kind of manly, I guess. Okay? Well, so researchers think that this is going to help protect against shoulder surfers. Now, shoulder surfers are people looking over your shoulder, I guess, and stealing the way that you do it on the grid. Okay? They say this is the first free-form gesture password system that allows you to access a tablet, phone, or computer simply by mimicking their previous motion on the screen. They say as more people use smartphones or tablets to pay bills, make purchases, store personal information, etc., there needs to be a robust password security that is more critical than ever. The study was done by Rutgers University, New Jersey, and reported by Mail Online, and it shows that free-form gestures like sweeping fingers and shapes across a screen on a smartphone or tablet could be used to unlock phones and grant access to apps. So it's better than the connect the dots grids that we already have, because a lot of people know how to connect the dots. It's quick. But if you're kind of using your whole hand and then with a finger doing la 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 la, you know, it's great. Now, I know what some of you guys are doing. Some of you guys are thinking, well, I got a good gesture, and it's probably the gesture you use when you drive to work every day. I don't think you're allowed to do dirty gestures. I don't think so. I think it has to be something that is kind of kid-friendly, because your kids have to access your phone. Oh, that drives me crazy. Mom, I can't use your phone because I can't unlock it. You know, and I'm like, well, okay. You know, then I have to take off the unlock, and then I forget to put it back on. It is such a pain. I really don't like this whole computer thing that we're on. We talked about how most people use the same password over and over again, and they need to stop doing it. Password, QWERTY. QWERTY is the top six letters on your keyboard. QAZMLP, that's going down one end of the keyboard and up the other. These hackers know all that. Now, this is what's bothering me. When I have to change my security for one of the passwords, now they say you have to have a minimum of 10 characters. You have to have capital and lowercase. You have to also have symbols as well as numbers. So now we have to figure out symbols. Now, here's the thing. The most common symbol used is the dollar sign. So pretty soon when you put in a password, it's going to say, no, that one can't work because you have to use something other than the dollar sign. So, but then, okay, because this happens with our electronic billing software and trying to access insurance company websites, then all of a sudden they go, your password's going to expire. So you finally learn your password. You finally memorize your password. You're all excited. You have your password all memorized. You're ready to go. And then all of a sudden they go, password needs to reset in 5 days. Do you want to do it now? And you're like, no, I just learned that stupid password. So I got to tell you, this is something that's causing a lot of stress. We're talking about stress and burnout. One thing that really ruins my flow, because I need flow, okay, and I'm not talking about, no, not menstrual. I'm talking about if I have to sit down at a computer and do what I need to do, yet it seems like I have to do an average of 10 passwords an hour to do the work I have to do. This is ridiculous. I'm sick of it. Now, it's not a bad thing when, you know, it's the password that you're already used to. But once you start to have to change it, then you got to use symbols. It's kind of bad. So good for them. If they could figure something out and then we don't have to change it, I like that. All right. The 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to move on and talk about, well, you know what, we're coming up on break. So really quickly, let me talk about this one story that's out. Toyota has recalled 2.27 million cars over a defective airbag that they said could explode. They think Honda and Nissan could also be affected as well. I guess the company says notified owners and vehicles involved in a 2013 safety recall, including 766,000 in the U.S., to replace the airbag inflators. The recall involves 20 Toyota models, including some of the Corolla compacts and the Tundra pickups, some of the Lexus SC coupes. The total number of vehicles affected thus far are 650,000 in Japan and 1.62 throughout the rest of the world. Nissan and Honda are also investigating whether to recall more vehicles after parts maker Takata admitted that it had not fully identified the flawed components during a 2013 recall. Oops. Let me see. Last year, car makers including Toyota, Honda, Nissan Motor, BMW recalled 3.6 million vehicles due to problems with the airbag inflator that could unfortunately explode, injure the driver upon impact. Okay, that's not what you want to do. The airbag is supposed to be some nice big pillow that protects you. So when you're in an accident, you're just bouncing around the airbag. And I tell you, this airbag is brilliant. But you want it to deploy properly. You also want to make sure it doesn't suffocate or break. I mean, this is why we can't have kids in our front seat, because these airbags could be more dangerous than the accident itself. Is that scary? Yeah. Anyway, if you have any concerns whether your vehicle has, it looks like we're going on break. Hold on 1 second. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
How much sass you want, whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Walter from St. Paul writes, Doctor, what was Hillary Care? You don't mention Hillary Clinton much. How do you feel about her being our next president? Do you think she will run? What's the difference between Hillary Care and Obamacare? All right, that's a lot of questions in one. Okay, I don't think much. I try not to think about it. To be honest, I'm just frustrated with the whole political scene as it lies right now. The easiest question is yes, I do think she's going to run. You don't hear anything about Joe Biden running, or maybe that's just the media manipulation of it all, but it sounds like everybody is putting their money on Hillary. And I don't really know much about her because she really hasn't done. I mean, you know, she's known as the first lady to Bill Clinton, the secretary of the of state. That tenure was marred by the Benghazi issue. And so I don't know if she deserves to be president, but none of the presidencies, you know, really get awarded to somebody who really, really, really deserves it, except for maybe Reagan. But, you know, I mean, does anybody really deserve the presidency? And so, you know, how do I feel about it? I feel like I feel most politicians. Whoever's going to be the best politician is going to get to run our country. And that's not the way it should be. It should be somebody who earned it, somebody who, you know, it's a little frustrating. You know, I kind of like the way things are sometimes done in Israel, how, you know, everybody has to serve their country. And so anybody who becomes a general, you know, had to have been a private at some point. You know, you had to earn it all the way up. Now, I'm not saying our generals don't earn it in America. They do. You know, these guys do. All right. But then somebody like a general in America, then I could understand becoming president. I think they earned it. Okay. But it, you know, but we don't see that. So, and I really don't mention it much because there's really not a lot of reason to. You know, I mean, if she runs, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and badmouth her. Okay. I mean, I'm just going to state the facts, and there's no reason to. You are starting to see some bad mouthing. Like, there was a report, I think one of the Secret Service agents, ex-Secret Service agents, had written a book. She would be, Bill Clinton was really, really nice and asking about, you know, the Secret Service's families, and she was dropping F-bombs and asking them to hold her purse. And, you know, so you start to hear some of that. But mind you, all right, I think anybody in that position is going to be caught on a witch day. And so, you know, all of us get witchy at times. And so, I don't want to see those articles. I don't want to see the I just want to see some facts. Who's going to run this country? Who's going to be able to get us out of this recession long term and not let us fall back into one? Because remember, in the next we are going to probably see over the next 10, 20 years more recession dips, because we have the whole housing crisis that continues to loom. We have too many baby boomers slowly starting to age and not keep their house. And so as the baby boomers bought most of the houses when they were in 40s and 50s and stuff, now they become baby boomers. Now they're 65, becoming seniors. Many of them, unfortunately, may not be living as long. And some of them that are living long may not want to live in their own house anymore. They can't live in their own house. So we're going to start seeing a lot of two-story houses on the market that we can't fill. So the housing crisis a lot of times is an impetus for a recession. So, you know, I'd like to see if somebody is already preparing for that. And somebody, I mean, does Hillary Clinton have any economy background, economics background? No, I mean, she was an attorney. But then again, who on the Republican side either? Okay, I don't know who at this point. Now, what was the Clinton health plan? Now, this is an article back in 1993. A Guide to the Clinton Health Plan. It was a study originally called, I guess, Talking Points, etc. But this kind of bullets, or shall I say, filters out what was, I believe it was a 1300 bill called the Health Security Act, that there was apparently some leak back in 1993, I think September 1993, of a 239-page draft with this 1,300-page bill. There was a lot of complex language, a lot of bureaucracy in it, etc., and very, very similar to Obamacare. I think the Clintons or this skeleton of the Clinton health plan was a huge part of the Obama Affordable Health Care Bill and Health Care Act, because again, most of the work was already done. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the language is the same. So I guess the Clinton plan back in 1993, so we're talking about 21 years ago, created a new presidentially appointed agency that would have general oversight over the American healthcare system, ranging from the pricing of health insurance premiums to the approval of new benefits to be included in any of the government standardized healthcare plans, and enforcement of public and private spending limitations at the national state level. Unless there was congressional action to intervene, no change in benefits, medical treatments, or price could occur without the prior approval of this federal agency. Now, that's huge. That is a huge move of control to the government. And this is what scared so many people off. It was like, whoa. Now the government is really up in our colons. The plan also was creating new state-based system of health insurance cooperatives that would control the availability of the healthcare plans, enforce the budgets, enroll employers and employees in the new system, collect the premiums, and generally enforce the national insurance rules and regulations. Every American was going to be required to obtain health insurance through these health alliances or through similar corporate-sponsored plans if they work for large firms. Sound familiar? Then there was supposed to be a standard benefits package, again, like with the Affordable Health Care Act. I guess the plan outlined in meticulous detail, and this has been reported, this was heritage.org back in 1993. These benefits were supposed to be offered by all approved health insurance plans. The mandatory benefits package included not only major medical services, but also routine ear and eye examinations, elective abortion, and treatments for alcohol and drug abuse. This was supposed to be free of tax to Americans, but if a family wants any other benefits, they have to then pay for their after-tax dollars. Then there were employer mandates. The Clinton plan required all employers to provide at least the standard package and to pay at least 80% of the cost of the government standard health benefits package. Okay, so not 100%. This is 80. But the plan also subsidized companies and regional alliances so that the premium costs are limited to 3.5% of payroll for small firms and up to 7.9% of payroll for large companies. So they capped how much employers would have to spend. Firms with over 5,000 employees will still have to provide at least the standard package, but may opt out of the regular health alliance system and form their own regulated cooperatives. All right. And so, I could go on, but as you could see, this is very, very similar, okay, to what the Affordable Health Care Plan wanted to do. It just, this was just, the country was not ready for this 21 years ago. That was kind of scary, all right? It was kind of scary. Now, some of you have written me, say, look, if this plan would have gotten into play, maybe by now, 21 years later, we wouldn't have the bullcrap that we're having. I don't know. Okay, because remember, this was pre-MRIs and pre-massive CAT scan use. Okay, we have been able to allow our baby boomer population. I mean, so you're right and you're wrong. Because of all the medical advancements and what we have been able to do with people that have been able to acquire health insurance, etc., all right, we have been able to allow our baby boomers to reach the age that they're reaching now and be able to still maintain being such a big population, which I'm pretty, pretty proud of. But then I could see, on the other hand, economically, how, yeah, you know, if we had limited the health access, many people would not have been able to, you know, get the statin medications that were coming out and becoming really popular. Levostatin was big in the 90s. A lot of the treatments that were done, CAT scans were just starting to get extremely popular. And so if there were a lot of these limitations, maybe there would have been slower growth on a lot of the medical advancements. Maybe there would have been slower use of it, and then people getting diagnosed less, and then people dying off. So, I get nervous. You know, the president at the time had said that American doctors will have more freedom to practice medicine and patients will have freedom to choose their doctors. Again, same rhetoric back then. It was interesting. And of course the tax hikes, but we'll move on. That was essentially Hillary Care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
See, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say the number of Americans with diabetes have risen from 26 million in 2010 to now 29 million, which is 9% of our population. One in every four people with diabetes, they say, according to the CDC, has absolutely no idea they have it. You know, prior to me going on air, I had seen a patient before going to the studio, and I had told her, I think you have diabetes. For years, we've been taking care of her. So far, so good. She's been keeping everything at bay. Finally, we had to call it. She's not a full-blown diabetic, but I'm like, I think you're diabetic. Okay, you know, we started to see the cholesterol rise a little bit, the sugar going up. I think on a whole, you have it. And we've talked about what diabetes is. And, you know, we weren't allowed to use the term pre-diabetes when I was in training back in the 90s because you're either diabetic or you're not. You're either pregnant or you're not. Okay, and that's what they would say. It's like, Dahlia, quit saying this pre-diabetes or borderline diabetes. There's no such thing. You're either diabetic or you're not, just like you're either pregnant or you're not. And maybe that's true, but I think when you tell somebody they're pre-diabetic, they kind of get their act together. I like using the term pre-diabetic. I like it a lot. Even if I end up having to diagnose them with full-blown diabetes later, if I could save that off and help them save that off, by using the term pre-diabetes, I'm happy. Now, a lot of times, your pre-diabetics, they have normal blood sugar. Okay, you know, many people use the term pre-diabetes if your sugar is starting to go up. And I can understand why some doctors out there go, to hell with this pre-diabetes, you're diabetic, your sugar's high. Alright? You know, your sugar needs to be below 100. Fasting, it's not. And, you know, there's a variety of guidelines and it's changed over the years. It had to be under 140, then it had to be under 120, under 100. And I noticed some of the labs will bold it higher if you're over 105 versus if you're over 100. Okay, but that doesn't bother me. What bothers me when I call pre-diabetes, even if your sugar is spot on and spot normal, is if those triglycerides, the fats in your blood are high. And if you've had elevated liver enzymes and we start to see fat around your liver and then looking at what you do, if you drink a lot of alcohol, if you eat a lot of sweets, if you're overweight, I look at the whole picture and I go, you're pre-diabetic. Okay, you're probably turning diabetic as we speak. Now, rates of pre-diabetes, I believe, are a lot higher than we think. They think 86 million American adults, 39% black, 38% Hispanic, 35% white are pre-diabetic of those 86 million. And this is pretty concerning. All right. And, you know, we know that diabetes can kill. We know it causes heart disease, et cetera. I had a family member die. My father died of a heart attack. And I think the main culprit wasn't his cholesterol. It wasn't that bad. It was the fact that he was diabetic. He had diabetes. In my family, we have diabetes, and we have it bad, and we have it on both sides of the family. You know, and I'm trying to stave off my diabetes as long as I can, but I mean, it's in the genes, and I do the best I can. I'm exercising, I'm trying to watch what I eat, but I do love my chocolate. Right? And, you know, we have the two types. We have the type 1, which is more autoimmune. You usually inherit it. You have a problem with the way your pancreas makes insulin. We've talked about how you need insulin. And then type 2 kind of develops over time. It's a lot of times associated with obesity because we talked about the increase in resistance. We talked about how the fat kind of pushes against the door that prevents the sugar from coming from the bloodstream into the cell. You need insulin to help open the door. 90 to 95% of cases of diabetes in the United States are the type 2 variety. You start showing signs of diabetes when you have weight loss, you have thirst, sometimes you could be tired, you could be getting sick more often, you could be getting yeast infections or thrush or just a variety of things. So whenever you think something's not right, you got to get your sugar test, and I strongly urge you to get it checked, fasting if you can. Now, apparently, they say in this new report, 1.7 million people aged 20 or older were diagnosed with diabetes in 2012. Now, we are starting to see younger people being diagnosed with diabetes. And this is the crux of it, okay? All right. Why are 20-year-olds being diagnosed with diabetes? Remember I told you there's like a third type of diabetes, where it's kind of a rapidly progressive diabetes I'm seeing in younger people. Now, what the hell is that? What's been new in the last 30 years? Does it have to do with soda pops? Does it have to do with the electromagnetic wave? I mean, why are we seeing more diabetes in younger people? Now, it could be obesity. We are bigger than we used to be. Kids are bigger. they really are. You know, there's certain weights, and we've noticed that a lot of the weight charts have had to change over the years because, you know, people and kids just seem to be bigger. But, you know, it's frustrating to me because once you get diabetes, you can be pretty screwed. All right. I'm very nervous about it. Extremely nervous. And I don't, you know, we talk about blood sugar cutoffs, you know. I think the latest is like a 126. We want your fasting, it used to be 126 and we moved it down to 110 and moved it down to 100. But that's not what diabetes is all about. What diabetes is all about is that whole picture of, well, you know, I'm going to park really, really close to the supermarket door. By the way, I mean, I don't want you to park way out in the boondocks either because I really want, you know, you to have some safety. But, you know, we drive everywhere. We don't walk. We don't ride our bikes. Now, remember we were kids, we would ride our bikes to the corner store. We would have a basket. We would buy what we needed to, put on the basket, ride it back. Now we get made fun of. You know, if we have baskets on our bikes, you know, we just don't do things like we used to. Mom drives to the store in her car. She doesn't send us to walk and come back with bags. We don't do things like that. And, you know, mind you, I grew up in Phoenix. It was hot. We did stuff in the heat. Okay, we did, but nowadays, no. It's all about, well, we got to protect ourselves from the sun. Got to stay out of the sun. You got to use your sunscreen. I don't want you to walk in. It's dangerous out there. People are shooting people as you drive by. Drive-by shooters. You didn't have that decades ago. Now you do. And so we're doing things differently. We're not getting up and exercising. We're sitting there in front of a computer, playing video games. We aren't going to the mailbox, you know, over and over again to check to see if the mail has come, you know, and putting a letter in the mailbox. Why? Because we're emailing and we're texting. We are doing things so differently now. We aren't even working to sleep anymore. You know, all we have to do is take a pill. It's the idea of, let's just take pills. And same thing with the eating. Okay, people need, for some reason, we've evolved to want something sweet after every meal. Yeah, really, something sweet after every meal. When did dessert become a daily, let alone a mealy thing, where every meal, a mealy, you guys that? You have to have something sweet. And I notice I'm falling into that. Okay, I had something for breakfast, but I want to make sure it was something sweet, like cereal. Lunch, I wanted to make sure I have a little sip of some diet something or whatever, just to get that sweet in my mouth. Same thing with dinner. In our family, dessert was like a once a week thing. I remember years ago, my parents splurged and got us Kentucky Fried Chicken. And Kentucky Fried Chicken in the 80s had those little parfait things. Okay? And they would come home with a couple of the parfaits. And we were like, whoa! I didn't even know what the hell a parfait was. But I remember there was something kind of strawberry-ish or like these little cups of something. And it was such a treat to have something for dessert. You wouldn't have dessert at every meal. And nowadays we do. And this thinking, you know? I mean, my kids, like, you know, what's for dessert? What's for dessert? I remember my question growing up was, are we going to have dessert this week? You know, and then what is it? Not what's for dessert. Like, what? No. Okay, dessert does not always have to be a part of the meal. It doesn't have to. And so it's that type of thinking that needs to just completely be revamped. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about red meat being linked to breast cancer. We're also going to be talking about real interesting vibrating clothes that can help blind people walk around. And then the super centenarians living over 110, how are they doing it? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDA. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we move on from diabetes, there was some news this week talking about how some people may have quote-unquote poorer survival if they are diabetics taking a metformin insulin combo. This was a study coming out of Vanderbilt University. All right, and metformin is a safe medicine and insulin is a safe medicine for diabetes. Insulin obviously replaces insulin losses that you have due to your pancreas not working well, bringing that sugar from the bloodstream into the cells like a hallway into a door. Metformin decreases the resistance, allowing that insulin to work better, etc. These are medications that we've been using for years. However, they think that if you have metformin to start, it may be safer to using a sulfonylurea like your glyburide, glimepiride, micronase, amaryl, glucotrol, etc., as opposed to adding insulin, who need a second diabetes drug. They say insulin remains a reasonable option for patients who have very high glucose or who desire flexible and fasting blood sugar control, but most patients taking metformin prefer to delay starting insulin. See, we've always delayed insulin because we notice people gain weight. There seems to be other issues in terms of people being compliant with the insulin. You know, many times with the insulin, you end up, you don't shake it up right. Okay, well, you got to shake the insulin up, okay? A lot of times it has to be refrigerated. You have to give the right amount of dosing. And so sometimes there could be compliance issues also, all right? Dr. Rumay's team found, this was Dr. Rumay's team, Dr. Christiane Rumay from Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, found that compared with those who added a sulfonylurea, those who added insulin to metformin had 30% higher odds of heart attack, stroke, and death from any cause during the study period. Although new heart attacks and strokes occurred at similar rates in both groups, mortality was higher in those who added insulin. Now, she doesn't know why rates of death would be higher for people adding insulin to their diabetic regimen. All right, but they're looking at that now. Sulfonylurea, however, the sulfonylureas like your glyburide, glucotrol, amaryl, etc., those medicines many patients don't like because it seems to drop your blood sugar pretty quick. Kind of stimulates the pancreas to work, shoot out more insulin so you have the drop. But what this research group did is they looked at the VA, Medicare, and National Death Index data, and they compared the risk of heart attack, stroke, or all-cause death between different therapies. They looked at 178,000 people taking metformin, added almost 3,000 added insulin, and nearly 40,000 had a sulfonylurea. They looked at 2,400 patients who added insulin to metformin, and just over 12,000 patients who added that other sulfonylurea. They found that during an average of about a year and 2 months follow-up, the rate of heart attacks and strokes were similar in both groups, but death was higher in those actually taking the insulin. Now, what does this mean? Okay, you know, whenever I tell you these stories, these studies, it's like, well, what do? Do I go off my insulin? No. First, try not to become diabetic to begin with, which we've talked about. Eating healthy, small meals throughout the day, not big, huge meals once or twice a day. Make sure you're avoiding your soda pop, which I think can put you at risk for diabetes. I'm also very nervous about these diet drinks, which could be freaking your pancreas out to shoot off insulin, and then you end up not needing the insulin because there was no sugar to begin with. So I don't know. I mean, I would really, really be careful. I'd definitely keep your exercise up, etc. But if you could do better on the oral medications and do just as fine without having to go to insulin, a lot of us prefer that, unless you're not going to be in good control. All right. I mean, if you're going to be half-assed on the oral medication, no, we're going to put you on insulin because it's very important to get that diabetes in good control. But if your diabetes can be controlled orally, now this is the problem we're finding, though. Okay. I have a lot of patients who are already on the sulfonylurea. They're already on the metformin and their sugar is still not in control. So I want to now start going to some of the other classes of medications like Onglyza, Januvia, or the Byetta, et cetera. We've talked about the different classes before on the show. Many of those other classes do not come in generic. So I have diabetics that are on 3-4 different medications and they can't afford their medications. Yet insulin is cheaper, so they end up going on insulin. Now, what we do have to discern in some of these studies is, did people that went on insulin, were they maybe also underinsured? If they were underinsured, did they stick to their regimen? Just because insulin was added didn't mean they kept themselves in good control. And is that why, because they weren't in good control, they died? So we need to find out more about this. I don't think just being on insulin puts you at risk for heart attack and death. But it's, you know, something to look at. If there's a way you can handle things orally, and if there's a way you could prevent even getting diabetes, that's the best way to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Red meat has been associated with breast cancer and diabetes, by the way, but now it's been associated with breast cancer. Doctors have long warned that a diet loaded with red meat is linked to cancers, especially colon and pancreas, but not much talk about breast cancer. This new study, researchers at Harvard University analyzed data of more than 88,000 women age 26 to 45 who had filled in surveys back in 1991. Their red meat intake varied from either never to less than once a month to six or more servings a day. Initial results were first published in 2006 and showed a preliminary link between eating red meat and breast cancer. Now, I know a lot of you are like, oh my gosh, okay, well stop. You know, maybe a lot of you ate chicken or fish. So far, chicken and fish is okay. We're talking about deep red meat. Using a statistical model, scientists estimated that in women who ate the most amount of red meat, there were an extra 6.8 cases of breast cancer for every 1,000 women over 20 years of follow-up. The researchers could not rule out the possibility that other factors might explain this link. In developed countries, women right now have a 12.5% chance of developing breast cancer. 1 in 8 women get breast cancer now. They think maybe the red meat speeds up cell division, tumor growth, etc. Plus, a lot of times there's nitrates in processed meats. A lot of processed meats, you know, especially with beef. So now it looked at educated white American women. So it's really not applicable to women of all races. But I think, you know, we could pretty much agree that not overeating our red meat is a smart thing to do. I still urge all of us to try to increase the number of vegetarian meals, maybe even vegan meals, okay, per week. You know, maybe try to go vegetarian one day. It's okay. One day. Can you try maybe one day or one meal? Okay, maybe for lunch. You know, it being a salad with some vinegar and or maybe, no, just one meal. Come on, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Super centenarians are people who live past the year, past 100, I guess, 100 years old and even 110. 110 are your super centenarians. One super centenarian who lives in Japan credits sushi. Eating sushi. Yeah. Boston University School of Medicine, New England Centenarian Study has the largest collection of data on centenarians in the world. Since 1995, when the study started, the number of centenarians has gone from 1 per 10,000 people to 1 per 5,000 in the U.S. The NECS has 130 subjects who are 110 years of age or older, the group known as the centenarians. Okay, they say at any one time in the U.S., we have 70 super centenarians alive. That is pretty, pretty cool. So what they're now doing is they're studying. They're looking at, you know, why they could be living so, you know, what are they eating? What are they doing? Are they Democrat or Republican? I don't know. They're looking at everything. They are probably looking, you know, do you zip? Do you have button fly? Do you, and I think that's cool. I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much detail they're going into, but I think that's pretty cool. Now, and stop. I know a lot of you are like, I don't want to live till 110. Stop it. Hopefully you have a lot of kids and grandkids and great-grandkids that are going to take care of you, okay? Live as long as you can, all right? Is it the genes? Is it the telomeres? What's going on? Like I said, one of them, when they interviewed him, he said it was the sushi. So maybe there's something to sushi. Yeah, that's, hell. I mean, I like sushi. I like the sushi with the cream cheese. What is it called? It's not a cucumber roll. It has like some cucumber and whipped cream. Yeah, oh, I like whipped cream on my sushi too. Dunk away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.